Blog Talk Radio.
1,000 of my people trying to party. No time for the party getting started. I feel funky, babe. I'm spicy, babe. I'm not cocky, babe. I'm all that in the bag of chill. I'm cool, babe.
I'm cool, babe.
Like an icy, babe.
Like an icy, babe.
You're my wifey, babe.
Oh, yeah.
It's your girl, the one and only Miss Chocolate, and we are live right here on WMQP 107.3 FM on the Miss Chocolate Show. How everybody doing all over the world? Are y'all sitting here waiting for the game to start? Okay, I don't know who's playing because I don't be watching the game. Don't get mad at me because my team's, you know what I'm saying? I'm a woman, so I can have more than one favorite team. But anyway, my team is not playing, I don't think so, for today. And if they are, I will be watching. But I am a real school, old school listener of, watcher of football. But my teams are Cowboys, whoop, whoop, the Raiders, whoop, whoop, 49ers, whoop, whoop. And Oh, yeah. They already said the Raiders and 49ers. And, oh, yeah. And what's the up team? I can't even think of them right now. But, I'm a fan of the old school team. But I don't believe that they made it to this next. I don't know. I'm going to find out. I'm going to find out who's playing. Maybe I'll watch today. And hopefully one of my teams are playing. But, yeah, it's the Rams, the 49ers, the Raiders. Oh, yeah, the Bears and the Giants and the Cowboys. But anyway, today we're going to have a live interview with the Frat House podcast with the team. And I'm just waiting for everyone to tune in so we can do this live interview live right here on WMQP 107.3 FM on the Miss Chocolate Show. So at that time, okay, they are tuning in, waiting for one more person, and we'll rock and roll with the interview. But right now, we finna don't stop, get it, pop it right here with
party people,
Okay, let's get it.
We'll be right back.
To this interview with the Frat House podcast with their crew, and we're gonna go ahead and bring them on in to the live with the world. Hello, hello, everybody. How y'all doing? Okay, somebody got a lot of air in the background. Can you hear me? Live on air.
I get here.
Okay, okay.
It's Beach.
Can y'all hear us now?
Yeah.
Can you hear us?
Yes.
Okay. That's better, huh?
Yes, yes. So, introduce y'all names individually. World.
All right, this is Curtis Kane.
I'm Tony the Millionaire.
I'm Hadu Beach.
Okay, okay. And all together, y'all are the
Frat House.
Frat House Media and Podcast.
Okay, okay, okay. So let's get down to everything. If somebody's driving, I hope y'all not driving and talking. I'm going to have to whoop y'all.
Oh, yeah, that's me. That's Pete. I go ahead and mute. I just got my brakes done.
Okay.
I'll mute mine. Got to get it right.
Okay, okay. I'm about to say, I hear all that air in the background.
All right, I got you.
Okay,
all right,
okay.
There we go.
There we go. Good. Okay. I'm going to have to whoop you up here driving and talking and stuff. That is not safe for me.
She says she hands free.
Okay. It don't matter.
What's good with Miss Chocolate? Thanks for having
driving,
us.
It's still driving while talking on the phone. What's good
true
with
that.
Y'all?
Cooler, man. Just another day, another dollar, you feel me?
Okay, okay. So let's get down to the Frat House. what made you come up with this, with the podcast?
COVID. Yeah, when COVID hit, we was just chilling. Like, my partner and stayed next door. We all stayed next door to each other, you know, and we couldn't go outside no more. So we always been into the music. So we was just, like, listening to music and going live. That's when Facebook started the little live thing, and we started learning how to use the live and just going live playing music. And we'd do that every Friday.
Okay.
You know?
Go ahead.
And we were getting just turned up on the Fridays, and, you know, one thing led to another.
Okay, so it was a pandemic baby.
Yeah, most definitely.
Okay.
And we really just started birthing it the last couple years. I don't count the first year because we were just really just doing it for shits and giggles just to pass time by. Because we couldn't go outside and play.
Okay.
So now it is, you know, you're seeing Frat House everywhere.
Okay.
You know, we up through there.
All right. So, listen. Okay, hold on. First, before I ask y'all another question, is she complete mute herself, or she pulled over? Because I need to hear her voice too. Tell her she need to go park at Walmart. Look, okay, I'm gonna give a shout out to Patrick and James. Oh man, James is in the chat room on WMQP
107.3. What up, dude?
Okay. And shout out to everybody overseas, and shout out to Canada, Mexico, Colombia, Georgia, everybody all over the world, put it like that. All over the world that's tuning into the radio station. And now, back to the Frat House. Like you said, y'all started this when the pandemic hit.
Yeah.
Okay, so thinking about, how was it with the pandemic with y'all guys? Like, what did y'all like and what did y'all dislike about the whole pandemic situation?
Well, for me, staying inside, couldn't do nothing. You know, like we was just inside, but it made us reach down to start doing something that we didn't think that we can do. What about you, Kurt?
It's a we looked at it as a negative at first, but it became a positive because, you know what I'm saying, that's really how this was born.
Yeah.
Because of the pandemic. You know, it gave us something to do, you know, while we was down, and then it turned into something for real. And we didn't even realize that's what was happening.
Okay. Ms. Lady, you got anything to say? Over there driving and stuff. I'm gonna get my belt when
I'm good now. I'm good. I'm good.
Okay.
But I mean, far as the pandemic with them, I wasn't with them like that yet. But they were still doing their thing, and I was, you know, supporting or whatever. But
okay. All right. Cool. So, give us a little bit more journey about y'all. So, Mr. Millionaire over there, let's go with you first. Now, give us some of your background in the music industry.
Well, I always liked music. I deal with, like, been dealing with people that's artists or whatever. And one of my partners was like, man, you should be a manager. You know, I don't consider myself as a manager. I'm always the middleman. I like to see people flourish. So that'd be my background, and kind of like putting stuff together. You know, meet the people, talk to the people, and put a plan together, and then we go from there.
A facilitator.
Okay. What about you?
Me, Curtis Kane, I am an artist. You know, I started this. I was an artist long before I was dealing with any media or anything like that. And then I branched off more into the writing and everything after
and also MC and hostess.
Okay. And what about you, Miss Lady?
I'm a musician first, producer, engineer, all that. So I've been doing it for a while. Grew up in the church playing and everything else, and it just blossomed from there.
Okay, okay. And to all three of y'all came together and made a powerful look, a force, huh?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I really feel like we have a good team now. Like, we always been connected in some kind of way, but not all working together until now. But I think we have an excellent team now.
Right. I want to give a shout out to my my brother Thieve. He wanted a original frat house.
Yeah, we're going to do that after the end. We're going to do that. I'm going to let y'all get y'all shout out. Let's do that. Yeah.
All right.
Now, give us a little bit of taste about y'all show, like some of the people that y'all had on there.
Oh, man. MC Lightfoot, DJ Jelly, Duke from Boys in the Hood.
Throwback Boys.
Throwback Boys.
East Side Boys.
SWAT Team.
All kind of Atlanta legends.
Yeah.
Many Atlanta legends, and we connected with a lot more. Some of them we've had on, some of them we haven't. Also, a lot of movers and shakers, dope entrepreneurs, and independent artists that people may or may not know about, but definitely dope.
Yeah, we deal with a lot of indie artists that's coming up that people haven't heard yet, that's overlooked.
Okay, okay. So pretty much it's safe to say that y'all giving people a platform to be heard.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, all day, every day. We pride ourselves with messing with, like, the dope talent. Like, you know, I don't know if that's just a blessing of ours, you know, but we run into real dope artists and real dope entrepreneurs all the time, and that's kind of our niche, you know, bringing people up that you may not know about that need to be on the A-list but haven't quite reached that status yet.
Yeah, we connect them to the people they need to be connected with.
Okay, okay. Cool, cool, cool. So, hold on, we have a live caller on air that want to ask some questions, so we're going to go ahead and click them in, cue them in right now. Caller, you live on air. Go ahead and state your business.
Okay. First of all, thank you for having me on, and thank you for the guests that you have on. And this is what I wanted to ask your guests.
Okay.
I'm an old man. I go way back to Stanley Burrell. I don't know if y'all know who Stanley Burrell is.
That sounds like MC Hammer.
That's MC Hammer.
Yeah.
I go back to MC Hammer. I go back to Tony in Vogue, because I'm from the town. I'm from Oakland. Now, with that being said, what I want to know is, from the entertainment perspective, because you guys get to see all this stuff that the consumer doesn't get to see. They don't get to see the inner workings, the collabs, the, you know, and now we in the era of everybody beefing with everybody. How do you guys be able to continue doing what you're doing and just kind of stay out of the beef arena where people are just backstabbing each other? And how do you maintain your success?
You want me to take that?
You take that.
That's kind of easy. We take a neutral position, being that we mess with a lot of artists, but as far as the beef is concerned and all the chatty patty and the catty stuff, we don't get involved in that. We stay professional.
Okay.
The media and podcast company, And, we have a disclaimer when people come on our show. We try to keep it professional as much as possible. We try not to mix guests that have issues like that. And we just take a neutral position when it comes to that.
Now, let me ask you this. How are you able to do that and still get your product out? And because, you know, that entertainment business you're in, that's a small network. Everybody knows everybody. So how do you guys navigate? How do you guys navigate that where you're doing a project, right? And then you collabing with, say, Drake. I'm just using that as an example. And then Drake's producer calls you and be like, oh, check this out, B. You can't use that beat. You can use the song, but you can't use that beat. And then we got to get paid for that. How do you guys do that? That always fascinates me.
Well, for one, we can't use a beat. We have our own producer, so we make a similar beat to that beat.
Okay.
You can go around it. You don't have to use that same beat. You know, you can go to a producer, you can get something similar to that, but it's not exactly the same thing, and you just keep moving forward.
And you don't get hit with copyright infringements in the contract?
Now if you use a different beat, you can change a couple of tunes in the beat, and it's not the same, so they can't claim that beat. They can't claim that sound.
Oh, I never knew how that worked. Because, you know, you guys, and you guys know this, when you hear certain songs, you'll hear somebody else make a different song using the same track, but then they got to pay somebody to use the track. So what you're saying is, if I can flip the track and make it sound different, I don't have to pay the copyright person.
Right. Because it's not the same song. It's not the same beat.
Oh, okay. Okay. I never knew that. Okay. My last question. I'm sorry, Miss Chocolate.
My last question.
What is the biggest challenges that you guys face putting your music out? That's my last question.
We don't put music out. We're media and podcasting, so we deal with a lot of artists. Give them a platform to be heard, but we don't actually put the music out. Now, we are an entertainment company, so we can go that route anytime we would choose to, but we haven't exactly tapped into that yet. But beats that's on the line with us. She is a producer. So, you know, we do have an in-house producer, and if we choose to go the music route, we can. But we're not actively doing that at the moment.
Okay. Thank you for answering my questions. I want to support you guys. If you guys can drop a link where I can find your stuff, I'll promote it.
Frat House 11. So always spell it Frat with them double A's. F-R-A-A-T.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah, Frat House 11. You Google it, we'll come up on everything.
Double A batteries. That's
yes, sir.
What we're
yes, sir.
Okay. I got it. Thank you, guys.
Make sure you go to the YouTube and subscribe to our YouTube channel.
Oh, I will. Drop the link in the chat. I'll be there. And I just want to say before I go that I love what you guys are doing. Even though I'm not really knowing what you guys are doing, I'm going to go and research it. And you will definitely have my support as long as you guys are on positivity. Y'all ain't out here in the streets, you know, talking this crazy stuff. As long as it ain't that, I'm with it.
It's always positive with us. It's always love. And to go back to your original question, that's another reason we're able to navigate and deal with everybody, because we love everybody and we always keep it 100 for what we do. Good business.
Man, I love to hear that. I love to hear that. All right. One up, you brother. Keep doing what you're
doing. All right, appreciate
doing.
It. Thank you.
And
thank
no
you,
matter,
brother.
And no matter what happens, no matter what negativity comes your way, keep that positive energy. It's going to work.
Yes, sir.
Appreciate it. Appreciate it.
It's going to work.
All right. So, let's get down to the nitty-gritty. Mel, I'm going to get on you anyway. Okay.
What?
You was going to get on who?
That who? That Al?
Who, me?
Yeah, you.
Okay, what did I do? Or what didn't I do?
The interview.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Go ahead,
what happened?
When I was a part of the music group, and you talking about how I was being grown. How was I being grown?
You gotta make me remember.
Real still.
Oh, during the interview?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what part you talking about exactly.
Oh, yeah. You were being bad. But anyway. when I see you, I'm going to whoop me. You got to get an old-fashioned grandma whooping.
Did I?
He might like that.
Was I getting a little managed?
I'm going to get the switches. I'm going to get the switches. You know how your grandma be like, how old are you? And you have to go get about 12 switches so she can wrap them.
Okay, Miss Chocolate, I'm going to be good.
But, yeah, so how was it when y'all had did the interview with QB?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. It was dope, man. That's a good brother right there, man. Real humble, positive, and he doing big things, man. And we love his artists.
Yeah, big what up, though, to QB.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's a solid brother, man. I just spoke with him. Well, I just chatted with him through text last week.
It was a lot of history that a lot, even though I did some research, it was a lot more I learned about him through that interview as well that I didn't know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was one of the artists I had opportunity to push through No Limit as well. Well, I actually pushed the whole No Limit movement. So that was, that's how y'all was able to interview him.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's like my big bro. Yeah, that's my big bro right there.
We appreciate you for that, too.
Yeah, most definitely.
Yeah,
most definitely, man.
So,
Charlie got a firehouse in the building, man. What's happening? Talk to us.
Yeah, so tell us a little bit more about y'all, because I know y'all kind of being dry. Y'all ain't trying to give us all the goodies and the people all over the world want to hear. We ain't going to be dry on the radio, okay?
All right, now, take it. We about to turn up. Because this is what we do.
Turn up.
All right. Front House stands for Factual Random Artists and Adult Topics, meaning that we talk about any and everything from sex to people on the corner selling popcorn and chips or whatever. You know, we be wide open, man. Look, before we got to Real Steel, we had a spot in the house that we used to, like, really turn up in, and it was like a real live frat house, you know, and the frat house name actually came from a joke, I'm going to let my partner tell you. It started out as a joke, and that's how we came about with it.
It started as a joke. A lady friend of mine was like, she was like, y'all acting like y'all still in college. Like, she's seen some of our lives or whatever. She like, y'all drinking and smoking and acting crazy like y'all still in college, like y'all in a frat house. And it was just a light bulb went off.
Yeah.
And I looked at them. I was like, I like that name. What y'all think? And they was like, yeah, Tony and my partner, Fee, they was both like, yeah. I was like, Frat House, that was it. And then I came up with the acronym afterwards.
Yeah.
The, Factual Random Artists Adult Topics for the Frat part.
This the acronym king right here. I looked at him. I said, bro, we need an acronym. Next day, he said, got one. So, yeah, because if you ever came and you, if you go back and look at our old interviews and our old lives, you'll see how the Frat House actually get down. You know, like we turn up, like for real, for real. And everybody that come, they love it. You know, you come in there walking, you leave crawling, you know, Frat House in the building. You dig? And then we have our producer Beats, which her and Kirk go back a little further than me from doing music. You know, at the time he was an artist too. So everything that we do is all is like a family, and it all goes together. Like I think we one of the dopest podcasts that's out there. You know what I'm saying? Because we do it all. You know,
okay.
We can make music. We got an artist. We podcast, we do red carpets, you know, we up through there.
Okay.
You know, and right now, the people don't know that we do have a team coming out called The Fam. They coming up, you know, and they some hip-hop artists. They real artists. They not the whoopity-deepity-ba-doopity-that. They ain't doing none of that. They with the bars and lyrics. Yeah, yeah.
They ain't going the hickory dickory dock. The mouth went up.
All of us have music backgrounds and know good music and good artists when we hear them. So you'll never hear that coming from us.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
So you know, we. Yeah. So that's how the Frat House came about, and it's just like people start tapping in with us like, hey, y'all want to come do a red carpet? Hey, I need y'all to come to this event. And, you know, I'm a internet troll whore. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, I see people and I tap in with them and I send them to the Facebook or the IG or the YouTube. And they'd be like, oh, I like what y'all doing, man. Hey, can y'all come do this event or can y'all tap in? Or I need to get some artists on there. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, we tapped in with quite a few people, man.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, all y'all interviews, which one of the most that y'all like the best?
Oh, man.
We got a lot of dope interviews we did. That's a hard question.
I can tell you one that was like really turned one that was really turned up. Was with the Throwback Boys. That one was really turned up. If you go and watch the Throwback Boys interview at the Frat House, it was turned up. That one was really turned up. But they all turned up. You know, they all is dope.
I really liked probably he been on there twice, but probably the first one with MC Lightfoot too.
Yeah.
He clowned out.
Yeah, he likes
people. Yeah.
And that was during the pandemic.
And that was during the pandemic.
That's how we was able to get him because, you know, work had slowed down. You know, he an MC, a host for concerts. So, you know, it wasn't no concerts in 2020. So we was able to get him on the show, and we had a ball.
Yeah, right after he had COVID. When he was getting ready to come on the first interview, he ended up catching COVID. And he ended up coming. He called me, and he's like, hey, I got you once I'm over this COVID. And he came. He held his word. He came. And we got lit, turned up in the Frat House with Lightfoot. Yeah, that was one of the dopest interviews, you know.
Okay.
He dropped a lot of gems. DJ Jelly dropped a lot of gems that we didn't know, you know. But I think all our interviews, like, really is pretty good, man. Like, you know, we talk a lot. Can I curse?
No.
Oh, okay.
I'm about to say, you know, this radio station.
I meant to ask that question when we first started.
Yeah, but yeah, mm-hmm. we turn up in the Frat House, man. It's all nothing but love, though. You know, we don't do the negativity and stuff.
any of that, you know. And then we have serious topics too, you know. So we like I say, we talk about everything.
Okay.
You know,
okay.
We talk about everything, you know. And it's just been a blessing to still be able to do this and step out and do red carpet events and host and things of that sort.
Okay. This another question. What is the, like, the most difficulty times y'all done had? Like, you know, everybody done had a part where they sound went out or something went. When was, like, one of y'all times where y'all had an ad-lib or something with the show?
The first year, it was a lot of that. The first year that we first started doing it, it was all trial and error because we was learning on the fly.
We did a whole show with no sound live.
Did y'all realize that y'all won't?
My brother called me. My brother was like, bruh. We can't hear nothing y'all saying.
Yeah, we did a whole show with no playback. That was probably the worst.
Yeah.
We went to the playback and we couldn't hear nothing. All right, we were salty about that one.
Then our first show at Real Steel, when we did our first show at Real Steel, remember you couldn't hear the sound? The sound was all garbagey like.
Yeah.
The first show. Yeah, so we had some bad times. Some bad times.
Okay, so go ahead.
Yeah, technical difficulties is a part of the game. You got anything to speak on that beat?
What, the sound?
Yeah,
and,
about
hey,
any
me,
technical
let me
difficulties.
Let me say something
real
quick. I'm sorry.
I'm
getting over COVID, so just bear with me, my voice and everything, and so I'm getting over. But as far as that sound, yeah, remember I used to tell y'all, like, man, what's going on with that sound? Something ain't sounding right. And me being an engineer, I know, hey, it could be better.
Yeah. Yeah, we had a lot of trials and errors with that. We even had a show that we supposed to have been filming live. It ain't even had no visual. It just had sound.
That's part of the journey of growing.
Mm-hmm.
True that.
Yeah, true that. That is part of it. You got to keep rolling with the punches. Yeah.
Indeed.
So, okay, so that being said, when y'all started doing it at Steels, at Real of Steels, right?
Yeah.
When y'all started doing the show there, like, how was y'all able to block out the sound from the venue to y'all sound?
Well, one thing we do is we podcast early enough to where we kind of podcast before the actual party gets started in the club, because they're playing music, but it's not actual DJing at the point when we do our podcast. So that helps a lot just by itself. Like, they can keep the house music to a regular tone because the DJ hasn't came in yet and we don't want it to clash. So that's the main thing we do as far as background noise is concerned. And then, you know, Beats, she takes care of the rest, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
As far as, you know, the mics that she has. Beats, you can speak on that a little bit as far as noise reduction.
I take the background noise out.
Okay, we don't lost you, baby.
Hello?
Beats.
Okay,
something happened to the sound.
Yeah, I said that I'll take the noise out in post if it's that bad. But we are in a club, so it's only so much you can do. But the noise don't be that bad. And the mics that we all got is they good enough.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, now, did you just say you had COVID?
Yeah. This is my second time.
Man, that's still going around.
Yeah, it is. It's bad.
Yeah, it's still going around.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we had to cancel our last podcast.
Oh, wow. Well, I'm praying for you, sweetie, that everything and you covered by the blood of the creator of this universe and you be healed very soon.
Thank you. I'm slow but sure. Appreciate
you. You will. Now, I'm going to ask about this. What was, like, the most funniest moment on y'all podcast?
We had a lot of funny moments.
Yeah.
You know the number one though.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yellow boy.
Was it Yellow Boy when Yellow Boy fell out?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, probably when our brother Yellow Boy, he another member of the team. Yeah, probably when he had his episode. his smoking and choking episode. And it got caught. We didn't know the whole thing got caught on camera.
Yeah. So
basically he smoked until, usually you drink until you pass out. He smoked until he passed out.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, he fell.
It wasn't funny at first, but once we found out he was all right.
Yeah.
You know,
and look, when he fell, this the sound that you heard. That's the sound that you heard. Ain't that the sound? That wasn't it?
I think it was the drama sound.
Oh, this is that. No, this is the sound that was heard when he fell and it hit the camera. It looked like went off itself and shit. It stuck.
Hey, that was
hilarious.
Y'all was wrong. Y'all, look, I think y'all plotted that.
So that's the crazy part about it. When the drama sound effect came on, nobody had hit the button. It was like it had did it on its own.
Yeah.
That was the creepiest thing ever. Like,
yeah.
We was like, because Tony looked at me like, who hit that button? And I was like, I don't know. I thought you hit it.
But the funny part was when I slapped him in his chest, and when he woke up, he was like, what you standing over me for?
Oh, funny.
He was like, what you standing over me for?
Oh, yeah. He said, so he asked why you hit him. He asked you why you standing over him.
Yeah, he was asking about everybody because he had literally passed out. So when he came to, he was like, what is y'all standing over me looking at me for?
Yeah, that was
we like, because we was about to call 911.
Yeah, that was one of the most funniest moments. It was funny. Ooh. It was scary and funny. Yeah, that was scary and funny. Yeah, we had some moments though, man. We had a kickback when we had the frat house. We had a couple nice kickbacks, you know. Yeah, like, you know, frat house, we get down, we get to it, man. It's like
we had a lot of wild out moments too.
Yeah.
We had I like some of the moments where we have people perform on the fly too, like right there on the show. They'll do like an acapella or we'll even run a track for some people and they'll perform their stuff live right there on the show.
Yeah.
We had some dope moments like that too when we was in the home studio.
Yeah, that was pretty dope. That was pretty dope. Yeah.
Yeah, that was kind of funny. Well, I'm not going to hold y'all good people up because I know y'all trying to get to this football game. Who playing anyway? That's what I need to find out. Who made it?
49ers and the Chiefs.
Kansas City Chiefs and San Francisco 49ers that robbed Detroit Lions.
Yeah.
The 49ers? Oh, yeah. Okay, then. Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, after they robbed Detroit. Don't forget about that part.
After they robbed Detroit.
don't be trying to do my team like that. They ain't robbed nobody. They
ain't robbed. They just stole a little from us.
So you know we'll be rooting for Kansas City as Detroiters.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. Yeah. I'm going to say the 49ers going to win, and y'all going to be looking fat, sad face it today, okay? Just remember, I said
only
they
way
won't
they win if they cheat.
Nah,
yeah,
they
might cheat again.
How they cheat?
I don't know. It's on. But before we go, man, let me get, can I get my my brother?
Yes,
other fragment of the
yes, I was about to ask y'all that. Give y'all shout outs and y'all the way everybody can find y'all on y'all social media.
All right. I want to give a shout out to my partner in Vegas, Big Fee, man, original Frat House member. A partner, shout out to Yellow Boy, original Frat House member. Shout out to us, me, Kurt, Beats, Frat House in the building. Kurt, you know, give me the info.
Yeah, the info is always, the only one that's different is Facebook, because that's when we started in 2020. So Facebook is Frat House 2020, the full words 2020. That's the original. After that, everything else is Frat House 11. Always spell the frat with them double A's. Factual, random, artists, adult topics. Please subscribe on YouTube. That's where our actual podcast is at. It's Frat House 11 on YouTube. Just click subscribe. Love don't cost a MS thing.
You did.
That's what we say. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Beats, you got anything?
Yo, first I want to thank God for letting us meet and come together. I want to thank my brothers, Frat House. I want to give a shout-out to BHS, my homie Vic, D. Smith, Servant, the fam, my nieces, nephew, all that. Much love. You can find me at ADP62 Instagram.
Okay.
Yeah, that part. Hey, and big shout-out to you, Miss Chocolate. For having us here, man, much love. And we're going to work with you. We're going to work together. We're going to cook up something with you, too, Chocolate.
Okay, love. But thank y'all for
calling
in. And y'all quite welcome. So we're going to go out like this. Right here.
Don't rush. Slow touch. Brown and white. I can go country, grab and buy. We can go bust, eye for eye. We can lose trust, white rum, dizzy pop. Where you they go, go, we they go up. Catch my vibe, let me go up. Flam the trash, man it's so tough. Alright yo, put the belly on the body, make a clutch. She no watch, now she wanna give. Boy got peas, now she hopping in the pod. Man a real life, sugar gal, I'm off, get what. When she want dark, told her meet me at the top. Switching lanes the other day, I seen her waiting for a bus. Maybe this a Moncler sweater, diesel denim. Buy another one, my pockets fight like heather. Neck froze like I don't know no better. Benzo truck, white seats and they leather. Go broke never, on my grind. She make it clap like I'm Busta Rhymes. I got the juice, the sauce and all them things. I blammed her twice a night with all my bling. Big Benz, I drive, I brought that thing. Any girl you want, they were my thing. Don't rush, slow touch, brown and white. I can go country, grab and buy. They can go bust, eye for eye. They can lose trust, white rum, dizzy pop. Where you they go, go, we they go up. Catch my vibe, let me go up. Flam the trash, man it's so tough. Flood my eyes, blush. Back of the tour bus, getting cool up. E-square, got them de-stressed. Got a hand wash, new racks with the old Nikes in the shoebox. Keep my stripes, no cuss. Pull up in a new plate, then she might just. She went tryna move bait when her eyes locked. New tints on the coupe, that's a head loss. Off my whites, right my wrongs. Bitchy my mum, why you to do your thumbs? Count my sums, this is gonna get long. Love my green, I'm tryna get strong. Tryna get on, where I'm from, it's fun, yes. Man don't take no dumb threats. They see funds, they hop friends. We been up, not up, next. Don't rush, slow touch, brown and white.
Call it Paul.
Who? My down.
Who?
My down. Smurf. You need to fool with this one, baby. Hey, I got a gang, Chris. And right now, we want all the sexy ladies. Get Rob Buff, what up? Drop and give me 50 hurricane. Holla at him.
Wide open and shaking it on the floor. I'm finna go to the bar and get some drink and hit the floor. I'm finna get on 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 the floor. She wanna stop and give me something. Stop and give me something. Stop and give me something. Girl, stop and give me something. Stop and give me 50.
50,
yeah. Drop it, give me 50,
yeah.
Drop it, give me 50,
yeah.
Drop it, give me 50,
yeah. Your mama right there, bad, she drop it and shake it fast. Come holla, I got the dollar, got more up your
She shaking it by the Rover, popping it by the Bentley. She know that I'm fizzing, I drop it and give me 50. She see me with hurricane, so she drop it and do a thing. But she know when I get inside, I'm a motherfucker. She see me with Colin Paul, she see me with 3 feet. She know when they come to mind, she know it ain't 3 feet. She's wide open and shaking it on the floor. She said, if I get a twister, we gon' leave and hit the mouth. I told her, girl, here you go. I tease her on the low. Now she freaking me on the floor. She begging me for some more. Hit the dough. Just like the truth. Ice age, 50, 150, we in the dome.
Wide, wide open and shaking it on the floor. I'm finna go to the bar and get some drink and hit the floor. I'm finna get on 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 the floor. She wanna
stop it, give me 50. Stop it, give me 50.
Show, so I will see y'all good people in a couple of sets on WMQP 107.3 FM, baby, on the Miss Chocolate Show.